Because you let tea sit in it for so long that I had to soak it for 3 days to get the tea out.
That was your first problem. Attempting to remove tea. Pip Ballantyne's never been able to pull that one off.
Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 801.
Today we hear from Tim, who asks...
Hi, Dan. I hope you and Kitty are staying safe and sound. Here is a question for the podcast.
We are safe and sound. We're in the same place, even. It's really nice. It's been a while.
I have interests I've held back from exploring in fiction for some time. I didn't realize I was missing them so much until I started writing a story to get in touch with the subject matter again. How can I make sure I leave no stone unturned when figuring out the stuff I really want to write about?
Well, it's actually a lot easier than it feels like. All you have to do is figure out what you're trying to avoid and write that. When you find yourself avoiding things, it's because you're afraid of it. Maybe you're afraid of what it means that you would think thoughts like that. Maybe you're afraid of what people will think of you if they read your stories and they know you in real life. Maybe they're... much subtler invisible constraints that arise out of your cultural views and your basic orientation in the world. But you don't figure out who you are and you don't find your artistic voice until you push at those things, because that's how you sort of find out what you're really made of. It's not always easy, it's sometimes terrifying, but... from an artistic point of view, this is not always the same as a commercial point of view, it's a very good idea to push where you find resistance. Once you write it, then you can worry about what to do it commercially. Maybe you'll decide you need a pen name that's apart from your normal presence to publish the stuff that's a little more out there that you're a little less comfortable with. Maybe you'll decide not to publish it at all. I'd argue that that's not a good idea, but some people do that. Going through the exercise of writing those things will make you a better commercial artist as well as a better artist. And sometimes they even make you a better human being, or at least better at being a human being, which isn't necessarily the same thing. But I'd say, go for it.
Just one question this time, but I'll be back with more soon.
Oh, good, because we always need more questions. That's how we keep going. Thank you very, very much, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.